This is GQDN for Thursday, January 16th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. Lots of excellent stuff there. You can go check that out, swiftenergy.gg. Put in the promo code QUEST. If you do that, then you get 25% off of your purchase. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. And by stackup.org. In today's big news, we have news about PlayStation, we have news about Asmund Gold, and we have news about Riot Games. But today, we have some very big news that dropped late last night. Nintendo Switch 2 has been revealed. It is now official. We're going to have lots of stories between GameSpot, Go Nintendo, Eurogamer, VG247, The Verge, so on and so forth. So we begin with GameSpot. The Switch 2 has indeed been confirmed. Now, Go Nintendo says that the Switch 2 will also be backwards compatible, which means everything that is on your current Nintendo Switch will be on Switch 2. That was all according to the Switch 2 trailer, which I did watch. It is up on YouTube, and if you're in our Discord as a Patreon, you'll be able to see that as well. Now, the trailer also did state that certain games on Switch may not be fully compatible for Switch 2. Right now, there's no reason behind that, but we will find out later because it will be in the Nintendo Direct on April 2nd. And with that Nintendo Direct, there will be some launch titles to go with it. Now, VG247 did say that nothing is official, but they're thinking that they know what the games are, and they did put out quite a list, such as Conker's Bad Fur Day. Xbox 360 exclusives could be on the new Switch 2. Super Mario Galaxy 3, Super Mario 64, Sleeping Dogs 2, Sonic and Mario on the Summer Wii Sports Winter Olympics, Shin Megami Tensei 4, and the Tensei 4 Apocalypse Mega Pack, and links to the PC. But looking at the video, The Verge said that that was Mario Kart for Switch 2. So could there be a new Mario Kart to go with it? We shall see about that. Now, not only that, the Switch 2 will be going on tour, and there are only two sites in the US, New York and Los Angeles. New York will be April 4th through the 6th. Los Angeles will be April 11th through the 13th. Oh, they also said Dallas and on the 25th and 27th of April. It'll be in Toronto, Canada, April 25th through the 27th as well. In Europe, Switch 2 will be in Paris, April 4th through the 6th. London, April 11th through the 13th. Milan, April 25th through 27th. Berlin, same dates. Madrid, May 9th through 11th. And Amsterdam, on the same dates, May 9th through 11th. Melbourne, Australia, May 10th through 11th. Tokyo, April 26th and 27th. Seoul, May 31st to June 1st. Hong Kong and Taipei are to be announced. So where will it be? Well, you know where. And that'll be April and May. April 2nd is the Nintendo Direct that will have all the games and most likely the price points and everything that goes with it. Now, Eurogamer did say that some of the analysts are hoping that the Switch 2 would sell about 20 million consoles in the first year. And that was Bloomberg. And they were citing the analyst, Robin Zhu, because he was talking about the first four quarters after the release. And the first quarter should sell around 15 million Switch 2s. But Nathan Nadeau did wanted to add on to that and said, quote, "Given the hardware segment drove 40% of fiscal 2024 top line, a successor to the 2017 Switch could go hand in hand with stronger pipeline in fiscal year 2026, reversing what is expected to be the fourth consecutive year of lackluster sales growth in fiscal 2024. End quote. So expectations are indeed high. But how does it look? Well, according to Rock Paper Shotgun, they're saying it looks worse than Steam Deck. And they were taking a look at the controllers and the buttons and the styles of that. And they were taking a look at the triggers at the top, and they said it wasn't ergonomically correct. And the Switch 2 uses the old convex thumbsticks. They also said that the vents are smaller, so there might be a heating problem, an overheating problem. And the Switch 2 controllers cannot transform into the gaming mice. Well, we'll see if we agree with that or not, because that will be in the weekly show. If I know Golvin, and I do on that aspect. What else could be there? Who else could play on the Nintendo Switch 2? It's Asmund Gold. According to .esports, Elon Musk called him out because Musk was accused of faking out the Path of Exile 2 hardcore character. And Asmund Gold has some comments that was regarding on the Path of Exile 2 performance. Now Musk might have had a level 97 hardcore character, and Musk could say that Asmund Gold, quote, behaves like a maverick, end quote. In fact, here's what he said up on Twitter. He calls it X. Quote, Asmund behaves like a maverick, independent, but in reality, he has to ask his boss for permission before he can do anything. He's not his own man, end quote. Now, at the time of this writing, Asmund Gold has yet to respond to the call-outs. But one of the clips on the channel was titled, quote, Elon Musk has lost it, end quote. And that did draw about 760,000 views. Now, Elon Musk did not make it clear on whether he likes or dislikes Asmund Gold or his gaming skills. So if he responds, yeah, we'll let you know. Now, we talked about Nintendo, but PlayStation might be having a state of play. PlayStationLifestyle.net said that if they do, look at February, because the Native Hate was up on Twitter and he was replying to France. France said, quote, do you know anything about the next state of play? Nate the Hate 2 replied, quote, how's February sound? End quote. Now, PlayStation Lifestyle said that there's a few games that Sony has lined up for this year, such as The Ghost of Yoti, and they do not expect any bombshells at the state of play events. So they might announce some first-party games, or the smaller first-party games, or maybe highlight some third-party games coming to PlayStation 5 this year. So what could happen? Well, if they do, we'll let you know. Hold up, state of play, of course. I know what's not going to be on there. According to Rock Paper Shotgun, somebody recreated GTA 4's Liberty City in GTA 5, but the developer took it down. Now, that was a mod, and somebody used that mod to make Liberty City, because it was a Liberty City preservation project. And that was a 6-year project that would rebuild GTA 4's Liberty City in GTA 5. And it did launch earlier this month. Now, PC Gamer did report on that, and the team member, NK Gelman, did break the news on the project on the Discord. And he wrote on the World Trevor Discord, quote, due to the unexpected attention to our project received, and after speaking with Rockstar Games, we have decided to take down the Liberty City Preservation Project. We appreciate all the support that the project has received, and we look forward to continuing to pursue our passion for modding the Grand Theft Auto series. Now, Rockstar and Take-Two do have a track record for bringing down some of the mods, but this would be considered a friendly takedown, because it did appear that that was an agreement. So why did they take it down? Well, according to that same post, they did see some misconceptions and theories that would make some things quite possibly clear. They also said that it wasn't a DMCA, Digital Millennium Copyright Act, claim. It was just a friendly takedown, and that was mutually agreed by the parties involved. There's also no negativity between them and Rockstar and Take-Two. Now let's go to PC. Because PC Games N says that the GeForce RTX 4090 and the RTX 4070 is now out of stock, or at least it was. So if you were looking for those things, the demand indeed was high. And with NVIDIA shifting their focus on the graphics cards to the 5090, they weren't making as many RTX 4070s. But said 4070 is indeed back on Amazon, so maybe they're back in stock. I'm just updating you on that. And you know where we'd like to go next? To the esports corner. And just a little update here, because Riot Games did introduce some Twitch subscriptions for the League of Legends esports broadcasts. Esports Insider does have the story, and when you get to Twitch and you see League of Legends on your live list, if you want to check it out, you'll be able to subscribe to them. So, if you want to pay a Tier 1 subscription, you could get some in-game rewards. So for the first part of 2025, you would earn the Why-Tho emote. Now, the emotes will be available to other subscribers to use across other Twitch channels, not just for League of Legends. Now, right now, I don't see any other rewards for that, but certainly there will be. If we see it, we'll let you know. I don't like ending on a bad note, but big news is up front. There's a lot of big news today. DualShockers.com said that Microsoft is laying off more people. Because last week, Microsoft laid off less than 1% of their employees. And that was based on their performance. And Microsoft was talking to CNBC about that. And they said, quote, "At Microsoft, we focus high-performance talent. We're always working on helping people learn and grow. When people are not performing, we take the appropriate action," end quote. Now, how many of that was on the gaming platforms? That's what we don't know. But if you just got laid off, just know that there's help out there for you. We're just a distraction. We're Dawnforge. That's what we are. This has been a Dawnforge production. 2025, all rights are reserved. We'll have more Nintendo news in the coming months, I guarantee you. So until you hear some, especially from us, go play some games, people.